join me, my guy.
What's up now? The boys want to hang out. You down?
Man, I'm due. I'm not really in the mood, though. Maybe another time, sha.
Haba, what's going on, man? Why do you sound like this?
Bro, do you know that my bank rejected my car loan request?
For real?
Yes, so. Same bank that is always deducting extra charges from me with no explanations given.
Chai, I hate extra charges, eh?
Do you get? Speaking of extra charges, Seth, even my electricity bill increased for no reason. I really need a break, man.
Cool down, bro. You know what you need? The alternative bank.
The alternative bank?
That's right. The alternative bank. Tired of the old way of banking? The alternative bank goes beyond to make your life easier. Get access to asset financing, business funding for SMEs, 24-hour power, convenient shopping, cost-friendly education, flexible Hajj and Umrah payments, car ownership, and way more to live the life you deserve. Visit our website, www.altbank.ng, or download the Altbank app to get started today. Go beyond with the alternative bank.
Hello there. It's another episode of The Alternative Life brought to you by The Alternative Bank. It's a 30-minute show of insights, tips, and some key advice to empower you on your financial journey. But before then, my name is Martia Umar, and today on the show, we're focusing on non-interest personal financing. And just so you know, I'm so eager to open your eyes to different ways that you can be on top of your financial game this year. Hey, in 2024, you must not remain broke. You can't remain broke. And we can help you on The Alternative Life, brought to you by The Alternative Bank, to change your story, your financial story this year. But before all of that, as we take a deep dive into our topic for today, I would like you to ponder on this question. Now, the question is, how do you finance your goals? Have you asked yourself this question before? All right, I'm putting it to you and you can ponder about it. Feel free to grab a cold, chilled drink as we get into it together. Is that okay? Beautiful. So this is The Alternative Live, brought to you by The Alternative Bank.
You are listening to The Alternative Live, brought to you by The Alternative Bank.
Welcome back, and I'm really excited that you have joined us today on the show. Feels good to know that you have decided to go on this journey with us. So sit tight. We got you. Yes, we got you on the show. Now, to kick things off, let's discuss what personal financing is. Okay, it might seem like a strange word for a lot of people, but personal financing basically means financing that you can obtain for a variety of purposes. Now, I'll go over it again in case you didn't get it. Personal financing basically means that financing that you can obtain for a variety of purposes. So just for the sake of clarity, personal loan differs from personal financing. While personal loan is money borrowed and paid back with interest. You get the difference, right? So, personal financing is used for funding an activity. And this could be consumption or service. Yes. Now, for example, now let's go practical. You may use personal loan to fund a wedding. Get a dream house, that dream house of yours, own your desired property, or even something probably not as big. And you could seek a personal loan to buy a mobile phone. Yeah, mobile phone is not so big. And then, or a laptop. And the list goes on and on and on. Hey, you can go ahead and list all of those personal, very important things that are not so big. Think about it, all right? So, conventionally, personal loans can vary greatly when it comes to their interest rates. Talk about fees, talk about amounts and repayment terms. Now, taking a look back at our previous episodes, if you have been following, we established the fact that the conventional model of banking doesn't quite fit with Islamic principles. Okay. An alternative, yes. An alternative, should I tell you? Yes, indeed. I will let the cat out of the bag if you don't know the alternative. Now, that is exactly where non-interest banks like the alternative bank play a vital role today. And I would love you to work with me. Are we ready? All right. So now that we know this, let's dive into non-interest personal financing. I'm sure that you can wait to hear what this is all about, what this really means. And with no delay, without further ado, I'd like to do justice to that. Let's go. Compliance with non-interest financing principles is becoming increasingly important as banks look to tap into the world's growing non-interest ecosystem. In this case, it is in the interest of banks to not only offer non-interest financing, but also show how the system can benefit their customers. In our case, you are our partner, right? So essentially, it offers a way for financial institutions to offer interest-free financing. Interest-free financing and still turn a profit. Getting interesting, right? So this, in my opinion, is just fantastic, right? Okay, so like we keep saying on the alternative life, I mean on the show, the alternative life, Islamic finance doesn't allow for the concept of interest. No interest, all right? And this is because the rules of non-interest banking do not allow for money to have an intrinsic value. You know, treating it only as a medium of exchange. And because of this fact, banks use a different system based on the Islamic contracts. To make it easier to grasp for you to understand, now, the alternative bank will not lend out money as loan. Rather, what we do is that the alternative bank would use commodity, yes, as a medium of exchange to facilitate the transfer of these funds. Am I making sense? All right. So this philosophy guides the offering of non-interest financing in the form of personal financing. All right. Do you comprehend? Do you understand? Not to worry. There's still a lot to discuss on the show. I just need you to go take water, digest what we have just said, and I will be right back. Do not go anywhere. Just stay tuned.
Embrace the world of financial possibilities.
This is The Alternative Life, brought to you by The Alternative Bank.
Thank you for still staying with us. And if you're just joining, we are discussing how to secure personal financing under non-interest banking on the alternative life. I am your guide, and I said it in the first episode for this year and in the beginning of this show, this episode, I said our financial story in 2024 has to change. No more brokerage, no more sakma. And if you want that to happen in your life, you have to stay on the show with me every week as I will be unraveling some of the secret for you to enhance your financing this year. So getting right back into it, general non-interest personal financing is offered using cost plus contract. Now, Now, let us point out the steps involved in non-interest personal financing. In a cost plus model, I'm going to explain that now so you understand what the cost plus model is. And in this case, the bank purchases whatever the customer wants. Whatever you want, it could be a chair, it could be a set of chairs for your living room, it could be a phone, it could be anything of your choice. Like I said, consumption or service, right? And then when the bank purchases whatever the customer wants now, it sells it to you with a markup. It sells it to you with a markup. Now I'll explain. So in this case, the repayment is done in installments, and the profit that would have come from charging interest is instead replaced with the profit from the sale of the asset. I will go further and then you understand, all right? So unlike the conventional personal loans now, here the customer will be informed of the total amount that needs to be repaid from the very start. Nobody will tell you that, you know, later your money has accrued and all that. Whatever you're going to pay from the start, you get to know about it. That's how it works. So this differs from the compound interest involved in the conventional banking system. Now, that is a really clear difference between what conventional banks offers and what alternative bank is offering you. How about a practical example now? All right, just pay attention. I'm sure you get to understand when I give you this example. Now, say you would like to buy some household appliances. Let's say a set of furniture. And this set of furniture is selling for about 200,000 naira from a furniture shop. What you now do now, I probably think that you do not have the capital to buy this set of furniture for your living room, which is going for about 200,000 naira. What you do now is you now contact the alternative bank or the old bank. Then the old bank will now buy the furniture from the shop. That shop that you saw the furniture, you could be the one to tell them where you actually saw this furniture, right? And then you contact the old bank. And then the old bank will now buy this furniture for you from the furniture shop that you pointed out and sell it to you for about 216,000 naira. Now you know how much you're going to pay from the start. All right, let's go further. So to be paid in installment, don't forget that, to be paid in installment over a 3-year period. So the additional amount now that you're paying over the cost price from the furniture shop is at a markup of 8%, which is the profit of the bank. Are you following? Are you getting this very interesting development? Yes. So you pointed out alternative bank, you actually bargain with them 200,000, right? And alternative bank will buy it for 216,000 naira, right? You already know that this is the amount you're paying in installment for a period of time, right? And then the additional amount now, that's the 16,000 naira now that was added to the 200,000 naira now, that from the furniture shop that you saw this set of chairs, is at a markup of 8%, which is the profit of the bank, right? But because it is offered as a fixed payment without any additional cost, it is allowed by Islamic law. You understand, right? Okay, let's move further. The amount you pay now is a fixed amount to the bank that owns the asset, and there is no interest charge involved. Now, also, if for any reason at all you default on any of the payment, there would be no additional charges that you would incur. You get that? And any penalty charged for this default would be channeled to charity. Now, that is just super friendly, if you ask me. This is super friendly. This is the real deal, right? So one of the amazing perks of non-interest financing is that it caters to everyone. On the whole, Non-interest financing places a bigger emphasis on helping people to use financing to obtain what they want rather than making profit the primary goal. I'm just here. You got me thinking. I'm just here thinking of my needs and how I can take advantage of this information I presently have. Honestly, I am itching to leave the studio and take advantage of this information because, like they say, if you snooze, you lose. It's a new year. I hope and I pray that you're not planning on snoozing this year. This fun is so much. I'd like to take this fun outside. Come with me.
Johnny, my guy. What's up now? The boys want to hang out. You down?
Man, I'm due. I'm not really in the mood though. Maybe another time, sha.
Haba, what's going on, man? Why do you sound like this?
Bro, do you know that my bank rejected my car loan request?
For real?
Yes, so. Same bank that is always deducting extra charges from me with no explanations given.
Chai, I hate extra charges, eh?
Do you get? Speaking of extra charges, Seth, even my electricity bill increased for no reason. I really need a break, man.
Cool down, bro. You know what you need? The Alternative Bank.
The Alternative Bank?
That's right, the Alternative Bank. Tired of the old way of banking? The Alternative Bank goes beyond to make your life easier. Get access to asset financing, business funding for SMEs, 24-hour power, convenient shopping, cost-friendly education, flexible Hajj and Umrah payments, car ownership, and way more to live the life you deserve. Visit our website, www.altbank.ng, or download the Alt Bank app to get started today. Go beyond with the Alternative Bank.
And now we are outside and thank you for staying on the Alternative Live brought to you by the Alternative Bank. So a little exercise, shall we? All right, let's move around and ask some really special people how they view taking loans. This should be fun. Yes, it should be.
My name is Rashida Hussain Ahmed. I'm an entrepreneur that lives in textile and textiles. I've never collected a loan before. I've never collected a loan because my religion is against interest-based loans. And I've never been opportune to get a grant that doesn't have interest, even though I've applied many times. So I would like my bank to buy an item for me, probably an asset, and give me the opportunity to pay back in installment, because first, that would be my bank's way of supporting me, supporting my growth, and also encouraging me to do business with them. Because if I've been banking with a particular bank for years, and they decide to help me get an item or something that's really important for the growth of my business, or for me to start another business or another venture, for example, and then it's not like giving me a loan which I might not end up using for the purpose, probably because something else come up. But this is my bank helping me to buy that particular engine or that particular asset, and then helping me to start that business. Then I'll pay them back in installments. They've helped me achieve my goal, they've supported my growth, and then they've made it easy for me to buy something I might not gather the money to buy at the time. That's what I think. I'll prefer that to loan, actually. Thank you.
Embrace the world of financial possibilities. Possibilities. This is The Alternative Live, brought to you by The Alternative Bank.
My name is Benjamin James. Actually, before, I'm a student and I'm through with my IT. Then now I'm a barber. No, I've never collected a loan from bank. Because I just take it, because the money that I'll collect from the bank is too small for me. So I need like heavy money, maybe that I can raise myself, upgrade myself, and open a shop, business that I'll grow up. That is the reason that up to now I don't have a loan. I didn't take a loan from bank. If I have a loan, maybe I'll further for a school first. I'll open a shop that will help me. I'll be turning the money. I'll be getting something small, little, will be entering like that. Actually, I would like the bank to help me and open what I need, like the shop that I need. Bank to help me and open it. Then I'll be paying them gradually to pay the loan. That would be better, sir, if I can get that. That is be okay, sir.
Embrace the world of financial possibilities. This is The Alternative Live, brought to you by The Alternative Bank.
And now it's time for our product and service highlight. So here's a product I'm super excited telling you about, and I'm hoping you get excited about it as well. And we call it the Alt Mall. Yes, Alt Mall. It is a shopping mall in its own. And the idea alone is leaving me wanting to know more about this. And I would like to break it down for you. So the Alternative Mall is an e-commerce platform that is powered by Alternative Bank to provide customers access to goods and products across numerous categories from the comfort of their devices and their homes. Sweet, right? So, the Alternative Mall can boast of unbeatable prices on items like home and kitchen appliances, air conditioning systems, washing machines, electric kettle, multi-purpose food processor, and a lot more. So you are also not left out on common household groceries like vegetable oil, rice, gift hampers. The list goes on and on and on, like phew, and it's just endless. So how about for those who would want to change the electronics? Well, good news! On Alt Mall, we have television sets of all sizes. We have sound bars, we have the home theater systems, and a host of others. So other categories of products available on Alt Mall are phones and computers, fashion accessories, for my ladies and men that love fashion accessories. Yes, it's available. And then we have books and stationeries, furniture, and a whole lot more. I know you're already picturing yourself shopping, Abby. No rush. Just relax. Let me give you a proper guide, all right? So on the Alt Mall or the Alternative Mall, customers can shop using web and mobile devices, choosing their preferred option of receipt. I mean, pickup or delivery, right? And with the option of paying with their most convenient method, including pay with card or pay later with Alt Bank. I mean, instrumentally, right? Okay, that sounds very sweet. Let us also tell you that you can decide to pay in installments on a monthly basis for any item picked. Now, this is the true definition of convenience. Yes. So the Alt Mall serves to provide a convenient alternative to the Nigerian market by ensuring high quality service, unbeatable prices, and a wide array of goods, all on a flexible payment plan. And now this is the part where you ask me, give me more information. Yes, I got you. So for more information, visit www.altmall.ng. That is www.altmall.ng. That is www.altmall.ng. There are also information available on Instagram, and the handle is at Alt Mall NG, on Facebook at The Alternative Mall, and on X, which is formerly Twitter, at Alt Mall NG. Check them out right now and get full information on how to shop. Now, this is a part where you will be getting ready to go shopping. And this is a part where I say, happy shopping! And we cannot say thank you enough to the Alternative Bank for spoiling us with so many choices. And it definitely feels good to be on the alternative side of life. Why won't you want to join? Just tell me what is stopping you from joining this very, very important way to up your financing game this year. Come on, get on board. To make inquiries or find out about joining the alternative side, simply call 01 7000 555. That is 01 7000 555, or visit our website, which is www.altbank.ng, and follow the seamless instructions to get started. To make transactions super seamless and on the go, just download our app on App Store or Google Play Store, depending on the type of device that you have. So join the alternative side of life today.
You are listening to The Alternative Life, brought to you by The Alternative Bank.
Oh, and with that, we have come to the end of today's special on non-interest personal financing on The Alternative Life show. A big thank you to you for joining. And more importantly, we now know that the concept of cost plus sale, which is known in Arabic to be murabaha, means that the total value of the agreement is known from the beginning, from the start. So you always know what you're getting into without having to calculate the compound interest on your own, right? And it is literally more transparent than a conventional personal loan about how much you end up owing the bank at the end of the day. After all, what you really want is being able to make an informed decision on money matters this year, especially if it's going to involve a long-term financial commitment to a bank, right? So to stay connected with us, follow us on social media at altbankng. That is on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Let's continue our conversation there, right? On our social media platforms. You can also visit any of our branches in Abuja to have an account opened for you and have your questions answered, like face-to-face conversation. So the Alternative Bank is located at Sterling Boulevard, plot 1083, Muhammadu Buhari Way, Central Business District, Abuja. This show is made possible courtesy the Alternative Bank. And until next time, this is Martia Umar. That's the voice of the person you've been listening to. And this is me signing off. I'll see you again next week, same time, same station. Until then, I'd like to say, join the alternative side of life now or today. Bye for now.
Johnny, my guy! What's up now? The boys want to hang out. You down?
Man, I'm due. I'm not really in the mood though. Maybe another time, sha.
Haba, what's going on, man? Why do you sound like this?
Bro, do you know that my bank rejected my car loan request?
For real?
Yes, so. Same bank that is always deducting extra charges from me with no explanations given.
Chai, I hate extra charges, eh?
Do you get? Speaking of extra charges, Sef, even my electricity bill increased for no reason. I really need a break, man.
Cool down, bro. You know what you need? The Alternative Bank.
The Alternative Bank.
That's right, the Alternative Bank. Tired of the old way of banking? The Alternative Bank goes beyond to make your life easier. Get access to asset financing, business funding for SMEs, 24-hour power, convenient shopping, cost-friendly education, flexible Hajj and Umrah payments, car ownership, and way more to live the life you deserve. Visit our website, www.altbank.ng, or download the Alt Bank app to get started today. Go beyond with the Alternative Bank.